Please, let's stand for the reading of God's holy word, and you know how we do. Jesus reveals God's true intent behind the law. Part 21, Vows, Swearing, and Promises. Just Jesus' Evangelistic Campaign, Day 261. Since January the 20th, 2017, /day 628, since January the 1st, 2016, and we give God the praise, we give God the glory, we give God the honor for giving this poor preacher the strength to preach the word of God, to preach the gospel to thousands around the world in multiple ways, in over 100 languages. And I want to publicly thank God for the staff who, without my telling them, make sure that the 100 languages are translated around the globe. And there's no telling how many millions of folks are actually hearing the gospel and being saved in their own language. We thank God for the stats that we do receive and for the souls that have been saved. So, beloved, what is the gospel? According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, the glorious gospel is embodied in these words: Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And then Paul said at another point regarding the gospel, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 2 says, For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I do not know whether or not they are going to impeach President Trump. But what I do know about is Christ and him crucified. I don't know who the next president will be, but I do know Christ. I do know about Christ and him crucified. I don't know whether or not Obamacare is going to be turned over to something different, to Trump care. I really do not care. But what I do know is Christ and him crucified. I don't know why America has been hit with so many, as well as other countries, so many tragic and painful disasters. But I do know about Christ and him crucified. I don't know when the Lord is going to come back. I do know he's coming back, but what I do know is about Christ and him crucified. Amen, somebody. You may be seated for a moment. Dr. Walter A. Elwell, editor of the Tyndale Bible Dictionary, continues explaining why Jesus announced the gospel as good news to the poor. it is the literally poor and hungry whom Jesus pronounces blessed. Yet it is primarily spiritual poverty that is in view. Still applying Isaiah 61, Jesus speaks in Matthew 5:3 of the poor in spirit. These are they. These are people broken and grieved by misery and poverty, oppression and injustice. They, unlike the promotion, are not breathing free. Suffering and death, national apostasy, and personal sin. People who, in their extremity, turn to God and longingly wait for Him to bring forth justice. The poor. Bestow His mercy and establish His kingdom. The poor wait on God, wait on Jesus. It is to just such people that Jesus brings good news. The gospel is preached unto them. God sent Him to usher in the kingdom, to rescue the lost, to liberate those enslaved, to cure the afflicted, to bind up hearts that are broken, and to forgive the guilty of their evil deeds. Has that happened to you, dear friend? Have you been saved by the grace of God and through the preaching of the gospel for the poor? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why, but ever since I started preaching, I had a heart for the poor, not the up and outers, but the down and outers. I have nothing to do with it. God has everything to do with it. No matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, God loves you. It doesn't matter whether or not you have two nickels to rub together, God loves you. He loves you just as much as He loves a rich person who can give millions of dollars to his work, and all you can give is the widow's mite. God loves you. Do you know Him? Have you heard the gospel that Jesus instituted just for you, the poor, and for all of us? If not, here is the gospel for you. Here's how you can be saved today out of your spiritual poverty and be rich spiritually unto God by His grace, rich in joy, rich in peace, rich in love. All you have to do, dear friend, is understand with me that you are a sinner. Accept the fact that you are a sinner. You are a poor sinner. And that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Secondly, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. For the Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." You may have family members dying around you. We die because of sin. Our body goes to the grave. our soul goes to hell. We're not God, so we don't know where LaDavid went yesterday, but we had a funeral for LaDavid. I've never heard that kind of name before applied to a young black man, but be that as it may, that is his name. You say, well, preacher, shouldn't you say was his name? No. He's still alive somewhere. I'm not God, and I don't know where he is. Based upon his testimony, the testimony of other people about him, he may very well be in heaven with God. He may have gotten saved somewhere along the line. But our bodies go to the grave. And the most painful part of a funeral is when the body is dropped into the ground or lowered into the ground. And then when they start covering that body up, that person who was walking on the ground with us just a few days ago goes into the grave. But his soul is someplace else. Our soul, if we are not saved, will go to hell. We're not talking about LaDavid now. We're talking about you. And we're talking about people still living. If you have never trusted Christ as Savior, your soul will immediately go to hell. So you must accept the fact also that you are on the road to hell as I speak. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." That means to continue to destroy. You will not be annihilated. You will be tortured for your sin that you have committed on earth before God Almighty. Hell is an awful place. And the main reason why it is awful is not only because of the darkness and the fire and the pain, but hell is a place where there's no more God for you. God will not be there. You can't call on him anymore. It's over. Hell is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Straight from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ, for Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe, simply believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Lamb of God who took away the sins of the world. He suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. All you have to do is believe in him and trust him as your Savior. And pray and ask him to save your soul, and he will save you today. And you will have a great Sunday, the greatest Sunday in the history of your life. For the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verses 9 and 13, that if thou, you, shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou, you, shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. All you have to do is believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for you, was buried, and rose again. And pray and ask him to save you. Call on his name, and he will save you today. Follow me in this prayer called the Sinner's Prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and I will help you in this prayer and guide you in this prayer as someone guided me almost 40 years ago. Holy Father God, I realize and I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I have done bad things in my life. I have broken your Ten Commandments, or at least some of your Ten Commandments. I know that I have stolen before in my life. I know that I have lied and cheated before in my life. And I know that I have lusted after a beautiful woman or a beautiful man, and lusted after other people's things, coveted their things. Coveted other people. I've done wrong in my life, and I acknowledge that before you. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He died for me, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you in the new life going forward. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for His sake, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believed in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ today, that Jesus Christ died for your sins, He is the Lamb of God who took away your sins forever. What a gift. He was buried because He truly died, and He rose again on the third day. Allow me to say to you, my beloved, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, congratulations on doing the most important thing in life, and that is believing on the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, please go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pasture. Dear friend, if you trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, please email me at dw3@gospellightsociety.com or one of our other emails that's easier to access on our sites. And we have some free literature that we want to send you immediately. Evangeline and Elizabeth will make sure you get that information today. They handle that department under Gospel Light Society, and they will send that to you as soon as you write in, text in, email in, whatever. Just let us know. If you have a prayer request, please email that to us as well, and we will pray for you until you tell us to stop. Dear friend, God loves you, we love you, and may God bless you real good.